The United States presidential election of 1864 is one of the most pivotal in American history, occurring during the height of the Civil War, a time of unparalleled division and crisis. This election was not just a contest between two candidates. It represented a referendum on the future of the Union, the legitimacy of the war effort, the abolition of slavery, and the endurance of democratic institutions in the face of internal conflict. Abraham Lincoln's landslide victory reflected a nation cautiously optimistic about the possibility of Union triumph and abolitionist progress, even as it endured unimaginable strife. 1864 was a landslide. Understanding the significance of this election involves examining the political landscape, the war's role as a decisive factor, and the broader implications of the results for Reconstruction and American democracy. By 1864, the Civil War had profoundly transformed the United States. What had initially been framed as a sectional dispute escalated into a national crisis with existential stakes. In 1861, Southern secessionists sought independence to preserve their way of life, centered on the institution of slavery. For the North, what began as a battle to preserve the Union evolved into a moral and political struggle to redefine the nation. The war had stretched far longer than anyone anticipated, with casualties mounting to staggering levels and divisions deepening within both the Union and the Confederacy. Abraham Lincoln, elected president in 1860 as the first Republican to hold the office, had become a lightning rod for criticism. His presidency was defined by immense challenges. He had to navigate a fractious political landscape, maintain support for the war effort, and address the contentious issue of slavery. From the outset, Lincoln faced opposition from a variety of factions. Radical Republicans demanded more aggressive measures to dismantle slavery and punish the Confederacy, often criticizing Lincoln's moderate and cautious approach. Conversely, conservative Republicans and war Democrats feared that Lincoln's emancipation policies risked alienating crucial constituencies. The Democratic Party, fragmented but potent, included a vocal faction of Copperheads who openly opposed the war and called for immediate peace negotiations. Lincoln's leadership had been marked by decisive, though controversial, actions. His suspension of habeas corpus and other wartime measures led critics to accuse him of overstepping constitutional bounds. However, Lincoln maintained that these actions were necessary to preserve the Union. His most transformative act, the issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation in January 1863, fundamentally shifted the war's purpose. Declaring the freedom of slaves in Confederate-held territories, the proclamation redefined the conflict as a battle for human liberty, galvanizing abolitionists while further polarizing public opinion. By the time of the 1864 election, Lincoln's presidency stood on precarious ground. The war effort had seen significant gains, but also devastating losses. Early victories, such as the capture of Vicksburg and the Union triumph at Gettysburg in 1863, had buoyed Northern hopes, but the conflict remained far from resolved. General Ulysses S. Grant's aggressive campaigns in 1864, particularly the Overland Campaign, resulted in horrific casualties, leading to war fatigue in the North. Similarly, General William Tecumseh Sherman's operations in Georgia encountered fierce resistance, creating uncertainty about the Union's ability to achieve a decisive victory. The public grew increasingly weary of the seemingly endless conflict, and many questioned whether Lincoln could lead the nation to peace. Recognizing the political and military challenges, Lincoln prepared for the possibility of defeat. In a private memo written in August 1864, he acknowledged the likelihood that he might lose the election and pledged to cooperate with his successor to save the Union. This extraordinary moment underscored Lincoln's humility and dedication to the greater cause, even as his political prospects appeared grim. The Democratic Party's decision to nominate George B. McClellan as its candidate added further complexity to the election. McClellan, a former Union general who had clashed with Lincoln during his military tenure, was a polarizing figure. Known for his organizational skills and caution, McClellan was beloved by many soldiers but criticized for his reluctance to engage Confederate forces decisively. His dismissal by Lincoln in 1860, too, only deepened their rivalry. As a candidate, McClellan sought to present himself as a unifying figure capable of restoring the Union. However, his campaign was hindered by the Democratic Party's platform, which called for an immediate armistice and peace negotiations. McClellan personally rejected this peace platform, vowing instead to continue the war to reunite the country. But the association with a party perceived as sympathetic to the Confederacy undermined his credibility. The election of 1864 was unique in its timing and stakes. For the Confederacy, Lincoln's defeat represented their best hope for survival. Southern leaders believed that a McClellan administration would be more willing to negotiate peace and recognize Confederate independence, thus ending the war on favorable terms for the South. Conversely, Lincoln's re-election would signal a commitment to total victory and unconditional Union restoration. For the Union, the election was a referendum on the war itself, as well as the broader question of whether democracy could endure amid such internal strife. Several key external factors shaped the outcome of the election, most notably the progress of the war. In September 1864, the Union achieved a pivotal breakthrough with Sherman's capture of Atlanta. This victory not only crippled the Confederacy's transportation and supply networks, but also provided a much-needed boost to Northern morale. The fall of Atlanta, widely publicized in Northern newspapers, reinvigorated public confidence in the Union war effort and transformed the political landscape. Additionally, General Philip Sheridan's victories in the Shenandoah Valley further reinforced the perception that the Union was gaining the upper hand. These military successes helped shift public sentiment decisively in Lincoln's favor, countering the growing war fatigue and discontent that had threatened his campaign earlier in the year. Lincoln's platform emphasized the Union's moral and political mission. He framed the election as a choice between perseverance and compromise, arguing that the sacrifices of the war would be in vain if the Union abandoned its goals. Central to his campaign was the issue of slavery. The Emancipation Proclamation had already redefined the war as a struggle for human freedom, and Lincoln doubled down on this commitment by supporting the passage of the 13th Amendment. The amendment, which would permanently abolish slavery throughout the United States, became a cornerstone of Lincoln's vision for a post-war America. His re-election campaign also highlighted his dedication to reconciliation, symbolized by his selection of Andrew Johnson, a Southern War Democrat, as his running mate. This choice reflected Lincoln's belief in the possibility of national unity and his willingness to bridge partisan and regional divides. Economic factors also played a significant role in the election. The Northern economy, while strained by the war, remained resilient thanks to its industrial base and innovative financial policies. The introduction of a national currency, the greenback, and the sale of war bonds helped stabilize the economy and finance the war effort. The Homestead Act and other legislative measures encouraged economic growth and expansion. In contrast, the Southern economy was in shambles, with widespread shortages, inflation, and the collapse of infrastructure. This economic disparity underscored the Union's capacity to sustain the war effort and bolstered Northern confidence in eventual victory. The election of 1864 was a testament to the strength of democratic institutions. Many questioned whether a presidential election should even be held during a civil war, fearing that it could exacerbate divisions or disrupt the war effort. Lincoln, however, insisted that the election proceed as scheduled, viewing it as a vital affirmation of the principles the Union was fighting to defend. By holding a free and fair election under such dire circumstances, the United States demonstrated the resilience of its political system and the enduring power of democratic governance. The results of the election were decisive. Lincoln won 212 of 233 electoral votes, carrying 22 of the 25 participating states. He also secured 55% of the popular vote, a significant achievement given the political and social divisions of the time. McClellan carried only three states, New Jersey, Delaware, and Kentucky, highlighting the limited appeal of the Democratic platform. Lincoln's victory was a clear mandate to continue the war and pursue the Union's moral and political objectives. Lincoln's re-election had profound implications for the nation's future. It ensured that the Union war effort would continue unabated, leading to the Confederacy's eventual surrender in April 1865. The election also provided political momentum for the abolition of slavery. In January 1865, Congress passed the 13th Amendment, abolishing slavery nationwide, a transformative milestone that would not have been possible without Lincoln's leadership and the mandate provided by his re-election. The election also dealt a significant blow to Confederate hopes. Southern leaders had placed their bets on a Lincoln defeat, believing that Northern war fatigue would lead to political change. Lincoln's victory dashed these hopes and signaled that the Union was committed to total victory. For the Confederacy, the election of 1864 marked the beginning of the end. The long-term significance of the 1864 election extends far beyond the Civil War. It reaffirmed the resilience of American democracy and demonstrated the capacity of the nation to hold free elections even amid profound internal conflict. It also set the stage for the Reconstruction era, shaping the debates over how to rebuild the nation and address the legacy of slavery. Although Lincoln did not live to see Reconstruction fully implemented, his vision for a lenient and inclusive approach to reintegration influenced the early stages of the process and left a lasting legacy. The election of 1864 stands as a defining moment in American history, a testament to the nation's capacity to overcome adversity and uphold its democratic principles.